This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
I'll start out by saying that I can't officially confirm what I saw, but it was as real gets for me. I don't usually think much of the supernatural, but this really changed my perspective. I'm currently 22, but I was 21 at the time this happened. I spent the summer of 2022 working in southwestern Oregon. I had taken a summer off from wildland fire for a good-paying job baling hay for a custom hay company. It was mid-August, and they had me in a New Holland T7 260 with two other tractors in the field that night. We did most of our meadow hay baling at night, as you have to be careful about the moisture of grass hay when baling, or else it can spontaneously combust when stacked. I was working on the west end of the field while the other two tractors were on the east end, making their way towards me. It was probably around midnight or 1 a.m. I was going along, jamming out to some Creedence Clearwater Revival when my baler got plugged. The hay had bunched up in front of the feeder drum. I was probably going too fast for the conditions, or ran across a wet spot. The field was flood irrigated, so it wasn't too uncommon to find some hay that hadn't dried completely. I climbed out of the tractor to deal with the plug, pulling out handfuls of hay until the baler would take the pile. The tractor had a bunch of auxiliary lights, so the area around it was well lit. I never liked the dark, but I felt fairly safe. I was probably two windrows in from the edge of the field at the time. The fence lines around the field had tall canary grass, growing at least 6 foot tall where the swathers couldn't get to. This had always bothered me for some reason, but I'm from eastern Washington, so I'm used to being able to see for a ways out. As I'm laying in the hay trying to unplug my baler, I heard the grass at the edge of the field moving. I looked, but didn't see anything. I just figured it was an animal or something, didn't think anything of it. After I got the baler unplugged, I hopped back into the tractor and kept going. It wasn't too long after that, I happened to see a coyote at the edge of where my lights were shining. Again, I didn't think anything of it. Fast forward about 20 minutes, I see a coyote again, still hanging out just outside of the range of the work lights of my tractor. I started thinking about it, how bold it was, getting that close to my tractor. Around 3 a.m., I had a shear bolt break on the baler. It's a simple fix. It's just a bolt that goes through the flywheel of the baler.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's designed to break if there's too much strain on it. kind of a safety feature to make sure you don't damage the baler itself. I went out to change out the bolt when I hear something. It sounds like a voice, but I can't quite make it out. I try and hurry up with the shear bolt replacement. As I finish up and am closing the shield on the baler, I hear it again. It kinda sounds like one of my friends who was driving one of the tractors on the other side of the field. I looked, but both sets of headlights were still moving. I was starting to freak out at this point. There shouldn't be anyone out here at 3 a.m. We're 5 miles down a gravel road from a town of like 40 people. I started rushing towards the tractor and climbed the steps. The voice is getting louder, calling my name. I get in and slam the door shut behind me. As I'm putting the tractor in gear, I look out the door. At the edge of where my lights are shining is what looks like a coyote. Something's wrong with it, though. It looks really mangy, and the eyes aren't shining the right color. They almost look crimson red. On its face is what almost resembles a smile. Then it stands up on its hind legs and tries to take a clumsy step in my direction. Once I saw this, I dumped the clutch and kept on moving. Up until the sun came up, every time I looked in the mirror, I could see a coyote staying just beyond the lights of my tractor, just like it had before. As the sun was coming up over the mountain next to us, I saw it start running back towards the tall grass at the end, of the field. I radioed the other guys in the other tractors, but they didn't know what I was talking about. Thank God I didn't have a plug-up or another shear bolt break after that. I don't know what I saw or heard that night, but that wasn't the last of it. Several nights later, we had gotten rained out, so I was able to sleep at night instead of during the day. It was in the bunkhouse. I was on the second floor on my bunk bed. I had just woken up around 4 a.m. and couldn't get back to sleep. Once I'm up, I'm up. I was laying in bed, scrolling through TikTok when I heard a scratching on the window. Like I said, this is the second floor. There are also no trees near the building. It was then that I heard that same damn voice trying to mimic one of my co-workers who wasn't even in town that night. After about 20 minutes, it went silent again. That's the last I've heard of whatever that was, and I hope I never have to deal with that again. I don't know exactly what it was, but I've heard stories of similar creatures, so I wonder if it might have been a skinwalker.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.